Well, here we are, the first Sunday of the church year, the first Sunday of the season of Advent, the season when, despite everything going on around us, the rush of holiday bazaars and craft fairs, Christmas concerts, extra plans to see family and friends, holiday travel, holiday shopping, and gift wrapping, despite all of that going on around us, we are called to stop, to slow down, pause, and reflect on Jesus coming to earth to dwell among us, bringing hope, bringing peace, bringing joy, and bringing love. Advent, this season of expectant waiting and preparation, not the kind of preparation that sees us adding extra event after extra event to our lives. No, the kind of expectant waiting and preparation that, in the words of one of my favorite Canadian singer-songwriters, Steve Bell, calls us to ready our hearts for the birth of Emmanuel, ready our souls for the Prince of Peace, heap the straw of our lives for his body to lie on, light the candle of hope, let the child come in. But it's hard to find that pause sometimes. Hard to find what we can lay down to become the straw that welcomes the infant Christ to lie on. It's hard to rest in Advent, to pause and live in the tension of expectant waiting, to take time for reflective preparation when everything around us, the music on the radio and in stores, TV advertisements, even the pressures of upcoming holiday plans with family and friends, when everything around us says, do more things, buy things, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. And then, just as we get ourselves to church to have some peace, just as we turn the page to the beginning of a new year in the church's cycle of seasons, looking for hope and reassurance and encouragement, we get our reading from the Gospel of Luke today. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Not the peaceful, restful message we might hope for or look for at the beginning of Advent, is it? And if it sounds like the same thing we've been hearing from the Gospels over the last few weeks, it's because it is. 2 weeks ago, on the second last Sunday of the church year, the Sunday before the crowning of the year at the Feast of the Reign of Christ, we read this exact equivalent passage from the Gospel of Mark. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. Our year is beginning, much like it ended. Today's reading from the Gospel of Luke continues. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Judgment, terror, cosmic signs at the end times. This might seem like a strange way to begin the season of Advent. After all, we're meant to be preparing our hearts in joyful anticipation of Christ's birth. How can this apocalyptic end-time prophecy of Jesus' coming with power and great glory introduce our annual Christmas commemoration of Jesus coming as a helpless infant? In this season, we're supposed to be building up to the story of Christmas, the birth of Jesus proclaimed by armies of angels coming in peace to the world. Instead, We're hearing about Jerusalem being surrounded by human armies bringing desolation. During Advent, we celebrate God with us, the Emmanuel who comes into the world. Why preface it with this talk of fear and foreboding of what is coming into the world? A couple of weeks ago, when we read the version of this passage found in the Gospel of Mark, Matthew was here and he talked about apocalyptic language and literature in the Bible. Apocalyptic literature that talks about arrival and tries to make sense of what the arrival of the end times will look like through words, images, and mystery, through using images of cataclysmic events to capture our emotions and our spiritual selves and make us pause. Rather than being literal predictions, he told us, it's writing that is supposed to make us stop, make us think, and make us look around us. Stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near, writes the writer of the Gospel of Luke. Stop, be alert and aware, look around you for the changing of the seasons. Because while Advent is a season of expectant waiting and preparation, it is also a time of deep paradox. For those of us living now, in 2018, we are not walking through this Advent journey without knowing what is ahead. While so much of our lives is measured linearly, time progresses from A to B to C and so on. As Christians, we also live in God's time. We live in the intersection of what was, what is, and what is to come. At Advent, we are waiting and watching for the birth of Emmanuel, God with us, well knowing full well that God already is with us. God has come and continues to come into our lives and our world every day. God has already been born, and God will be born again at Christmas. And so at Advent, we are awaiting the coming of the infant Jesus born in a manger to Mary and Joseph. And we are awaiting the coming of a Savior who will come at the end to draw all to himself and make all things new. In our gospel reading today, we are brought fully into the mystery of this Advent season with a reading that is full of the paradoxes of Advent and of the gospel. The both and, rather than the either or. The humility and helplessness of a baby born in a manger. And the power and glory of the Savior who is Christ the Lord. The warnings that all the nations will be distressed and anxious. And the good news of Jesus Christ that will be and is great joy for all people. Death, destruction, and betrayal. But hope is born anew in the midst of it all. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Permanence and impermanence. Nothing will last forever, says Jesus in today's gospel reading, but the word will not pass away. Perhaps this paradox of Advent is precisely what we need to hear today at the beginning of a season of expectant waiting, when all around us has already jumped to Christmas. The both and, the preparation that we need to do to ready ourselves and our hearts for the coming of Christ. And the encouragement to find pause, to stand up and raise our heads and look around us for the signs of God with us and God who is coming into the world, that we would see his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth, and coming to earth to dwell with us yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.